Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy. Monday, November the 23rd?
Sure.
Yep, whatever it is. Monday, November the 23rd. Monday before Thanksgiving. Hope you guys are having fun preparing. Hope you got a couple good workouts in. And I hope our newsletter subscribers, I hope you guys are using those videos to your fullest advantage.
Yeah, Ning.com.
Ning.com. So hope all that is going well. Crap, my phone's ringing.
I will talk. So today is Monday. Monday being our This Week in Fitness. What Keon and I basically figured we were going to do is we're going to not answer his phone, is what that was.
Well, here's why. So by the time this airs, this will not be sensitive material. I got offered a better job than the one I'm currently working, and I've been working this one for about 2 weeks, maybe three. No, two is about fair. And so I haven't told them yet that I'm leaving. It's in the 90-day probationary period, blah, blah, blah. So I don't really feel bad about leaving, but I haven't told them yet, and that was them who just called.
Oh.
So I need to go in there tomorrow and say, hey, guess what, guys? I'm leaving, which is not fun. That's why I didn't answer, because I didn't want to have that conversation. Right. I want to do it in person, turn in the keys, and just make it one quick, fun-and-done conversation. So
Sounds good.
What were you talking about before, guys?
I was just saying that today's Monday, and we were going to do Monday This Week in Fitness, and I believe the topic we were going to discuss was just fitness magazines in general.
Yeah. There's a lot of really good fitness information out there. There's a lot of really bad fitness information out there, too.
Yes.
So we're going to focus in on just the general idea of fitness magazines. So, Tyler, I think you read a lot more fitness magazines than I do.
I do. I enjoy just magazines because I like pictures.
Oh.
And attention span of mine is quite lower than some might want. So, magazines.
Meaning, like, what, 3 minutes?
Yeah. If it takes me longer than 3 pages to really figure out what you're trying to tell me, there's a problem.
Right. And magazines do it in, what, 2 paragraphs?
If that. So,
Jinx, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10.
You owe me a Coke. Yay, that's dumb. So yeah, what magazines out of them do you like?
Do I read or do I like? There are two that I read. I'll read the occasional Men's Health, and I'll read the occasional Pilates style. Mainly just to keep up on what's going on in the Pilates world. But I also like Fitness RX. I think that's a good one too. Those are the three ones that I'll read.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Men's Health, and they also have a Women's Health. Which is by the same company, so right. I figure it's roughly the same, but for females.
Right.
I have read the occasional, I believe there's Men's Fitness. That one's okay. It's light on the substance.
It's very heavy on, like, just workouts, interviews with bodybuilders,
yeah,
and supplements.
Yeah, interviews and supplements and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Where Men's Health, it's kind of a one-stop shop for everything, where there's random health info, random, like, life stuff, random interviews, random workouts and that kind of thing. So I like Men's Health the best.
Yeah.
Muscle and Development, that is purely for bodybuilders.
Muscle and Fitness?
Muscle and Development.
Oh, I've never even heard of that one.
Muscle and Development's the one that's, like, roided out.
Oh.
And then there's Muscle and Fitness, and that one's pretty much for bodybuilders, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's Arnold's magazine.
Yeah, and like, when we say it's Arnold, like, at the very end of each magazine, there's, like, an Ask Arnold section. Like, there's an Arnold section each week, or something like that.
Fantastic Governor.
Still writes an article for them, or
all that
Ghost writes one, or something of that nature.
Right. He's involved. Like, he owns it. He makes money off of it.
But, so that one I would tend not to suggest people read, the Muscle and Fitness.
If you see a juiced-out guy on the cover, you can typically avoid the...
Yeah.
The...
But the one thing I really wanted to stress across in the magazine stuff is that a lot of times, and this has happened to me a handful of times, where I will start reading something and then a page into it, I'll look down and it'll say the last three six pages are three are advertisements, and you're like, I'm dumb. So yep. Just be aware of like things that look like they're articles, because they sometimes like to fake articles in these magazines, which I find Men's Health doesn't do. But like Muscle and Fitness does, Muscle Development does,
Fitness RX does.
Yeah.
And usually what it is it's like has the supplement on the page, like, or a page or two into it. So just look at the top or bottom, because I think they have to either legally or most magazines will put this is a paid advertisement.
Yeah.
So just look for that. Or go to the last paragraph and read, is it sales copy?
Yeah.
So.
The one thing I also find really entertaining is, and this is for you females, is that the females that get their health information from Cosmo. That cracks me up, just because Cosmo is a lifestyle magazine, not a health magazine.
Right. And while they may have good people on staff, like, I think the end game of Cosmo is just to get you to buy more Cosmos.
Yeah.
Which are delicious drinks, I've heard. I've actually never had one.
I actually have never had one as well.
Yeah.
Well, I've had a sip of one now that I said that.
Yeah, and they're not very good, actually.
Yeah.
But, like Tyler was saying, they're a lifestyle magazine, so they're going to give you tips on everything. So, it's fair to say they're specialists in nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of, here's general everything and nothing of anything.
Right. And obviously those kind of magazines are fed into by popular trends. So if such and such a trainer went on Oprah last month,
he's now the best thing in the
exactly.
world.
When in all honesty, he might just be doing, like, I saw, what was it, some dance thing on Ellen. Like one of our old roommates, she was watching it, and it was like this tuck and like hip circle thing. And I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. But it was like the hottest thing for 2 weeks. I was angry that people like that can get, you know, so fame or get their 15 minutes of fame. It's kind of aggravating.
That's a perfect segue into another topic I want to talk about in like fitness news and stuff like that. I got a pop-up the other day on my computer that was for a workout program that cracked me up.
What was it?
The Heidi Montage workout program.
Oh my gosh, I want to kill someone.
That Heidi Montage is the blonde girl that is on the hills, and you're like, well, which blonde girl? I know, there's 800 of them. She's the one that's married to that douchebag, Spencer Pratt.
The guy who has no ability to grow a beard, but insists on growing a beard.
Yeah.
It's like the horse that keeps trying flying when he can't.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's gross.
So she has her own workout. And I was like, that's odd, because I didn't think
that she was... You showed me those videos!
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know that she was a personal trainer. I'm going to advertise for them for 10 seconds, because it's kind of funny.
Don't give them the website, please.
If you go to the website for it, okay. How's that? If you really want to find it, you can figure it out.
Yeah, Google it. I'm not putting it on our website.
No, I refuse to as well. But if you go to the website, it makes it sound like she's training you. But it's really her trainer is using her name as the title of his workout program.
That's exactly what I would do. Holy crap, he's a genius.
So it was really entertaining. And then as I was looking at it, it's only three exercises was the thing that I saw.
Well, it's probably just the promo.
But it was like one of the workouts literally was three exercises and was very subpar. And my other issue with this, and this is just... entertaining, is the girl herself
is a twig,
is, you know, a buck 10, if that,
right? That means 110. And for those of you who don't speak,
is probably
speak.
5'1" on a good day.
Really?
Maybe
she's
2.
Short?
I bet you she's a real petite thing.
Yeah, because Spencer's kind of short.
And but my thing is
he was almost as tall as not Ryan Seacrest, the guy who does the soup. Didn't he come on the soup once?
No, he was shorter than him because that guy's tall.
Yeah, he was much shorter than him.
Yeah. But the thing that I was going to stress is that this girl, A, is 20-something and has a metabolism as a 5-year-old.
Yeah, jackrabbit.
Like, I am sure that I would love to see what her eating habits are.
She could probably pack whatever she wants.
Yeah,
into her stomach.
I'm sure she could eat. I mean, I've dated a girl that literally would have Cheetos and... she loved McDonald's. Was it McDonald's? It's been so long since I dated that girl.
Which one? Number them.
The second one. Second main one. Crazy.
Really?
She had the worst eating habits.
I did not know that.
And, like, loved Topper Ramen. Like, would eat Topper Ramen like it was going out of style.
And that stuff is terrible for you.
And would eat Cheez-Its and Cheetos and... Oh, what was... there was something that she ate all the time that I was just like, I can't believe you eat that. Like, it's going out of style.
I don't know. I never
that's
going
to bother me now.
I didn't notice her eating habit.
She was Hills-esque. Would you not agree?
Yes. I'm just going to hold back and not go off.
She was nuts.
Because she was nuts. She had, like, any fitness advice I ever gave her, she would just bitch me out on.
Yeah.
And, like, I got tired of it. And because she would be like, "Oh, this is good for you." I'm like, "Are you high
are you
right now?"
The same person.
I think so. Wait,
I'm not talking about L.
No. Oh,
I'm talking about.
Oh.
She's Hills-esque.
Yeah.
And
that one I didn't know. Sorry, the names you use are so. Tyler dates pretty intense women.
Yeah,
I'll leave it there.
I like them to have some. Funness.
His most recent one, I actually really enjoy.
Yeah,
her.
I enjoy her.
She's not crazy.
Quite normal.
She's not, and she actually stands up for herself when yeah. I, because this is how I judge Tyler's girlfriends, how well they can handle my crap. So if I go 100% on them the first month, and if they can handle that, I'll back it down to normal.
Yeah.
And this current one is doing very well.
Yeah, so D, we'll just say D,
uh-huh.
Because, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But she was Hills-esque, like very high maintenance, very that type of person.
Right.
And
nice girl.
Oh, yeah, super nice girl, with a little nuts, crazy.
Crazy, hence the name.
Yeah, but that's fine. But she used to have the worst eating habits, but was small, and you would look at her and be like, you must work out all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
Definitely very LA.
It's just, yeah, very LA-esque. But the thing that I was trying to is that it's just funny that he is marketing a workout about this person that I'm pretty sure he didn't do much work with.
I guarantee it's probably
like, he probably
toned her up.
Did any work? Like if she would have done any workout, she would have saw results because there was nothing.
She was a blank slate.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, that ties into the whole celebrity workouts. Like, you have the Mario Lopez boxing workout, which is actually, I would give him kind of credit because he actually boxes.
And he's, like, super in shape.
Yeah. If Joe Rogan put out a program, I would do it. Because
oh, yeah.
Joe Rogan cracks me up, one.
Joe Rogan is the announcer for UFC and also was the host of Fear Factor, if
yes.
You did not know. He is an MMA guy. He, like, does all the training for fighting and stuff like that and is ripped if you ever see him without a shirt on.
Right. And has sleeve tattoos.
Yeah.
Which, like, you would never expect.
Tatted out.
Yeah. So it's one of those things, like, just don't jump on the immediate bandwagon of stuff. Like, again, as we always say, use your common sense, stop for a second, breathe, and then, you know, just because someone you like does this workout doesn't mean it's the best thing for you. You're two different people. You are not Heidi, whatever her last name is. Is it Spencer? Heidi Spencer? I'm
Heidi
kidding.
Pratt.
I'm kidding. I know.
Oh.
I'm just, it, yeah. One other forum that I am a big fan of, and I read a lot here, is the internet blogging sphere. I love fitness blogs. I am kind of a whore. I read as much as I can on those because, A, they're free, and B, there are some, like, seriously mentally handicapped people who write articles on these websites. So a couple of our Monday Minutes we've talked about About.com, which is hit or miss. Gold's Gym puts out some good stuff occasionally. iHRSA puts out some good stuff. One that I cannot, for some reason, I just can't stand. Have you ever been to stronglifts.com?
Yes.
I hate that guy. Like, for some reason, not like hate him. I just, because one, the guy is not certified in anything.
Okay.
So he does not have a formal education in personal training. He's a, from the ground up like old school bodybuilder.
Okay.
So he has like what, it's called the Stronglifts 5x5 program. Which is complete crap because 5x5 programs have been around as long as bodybuilding has been around. So the fact that he, like, almost copyrighted it is frustrating to me because you didn't make it. So kind of pisses me off a little bit.
Touche.
And then he just, I mean, he always is dissing things, like, just bad-mouthing things. And I can handle some bad-mouthing, but, like, if someone's getting benefit out of it, why talk crap? You know, like, yes, there are things that can hurt you. But for the most part, if someone who is overweight is moving, great. We don't like CrossFit. But if people are doing it, great. You know, that's a good thing.
PX90.
P90X, yeah.
Thrilled by it, but if it works for you, cool.
Yeah. Jillian Michaels.
Can't stand her, but if it works for you, cool.
Exactly. So, it's one of those things, like...
We're here to just give you a devil's advocate.
Yeah. So, if we have ever since we're bad-mouthing someone, we're kind of bad-mouthing them, but with a grain of salt. The fact that, like, the Heidi workout. If you are getting great results with it, send us an email, and we will put up your results, and we will, I mean, we can show that
off. I will applaud you, because I will be shocked, but that's besides the point.
You know what, if you are starting to move through a program that you found online or whatever, more power to you. That is fan-flipping-tastic.
Woohoo!
Yeah, but just be careful, because, again, Men's Health, FitnessRx, Stronglist.com, Heidi, all of them just want to sell more copies of their thing, right?
Yes.
The more copies they get, the more money they make. So, with, I mean, if you look on the cover of almost every single fitness magazine, you'll probably see 2 to 3 headlines per magazine of how to get those sexy abs.
Oh, yeah.
And if there was a way to get those sexy abs, like a definitive way for every single person, there would be one article.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And we've already kind of gone over the abs, so it's kind of a funny thing that whenever I see, oh, ways to get abs, I already know that they're either A, going to do a cardio routine, or it's going to be crunches.
Yep. Or planks.
Well, yeah, when I put, like, ab workouts. Ab work,
which, as we've told you, don't do the weighted ab machine because that will make you look fatter but have a stronger core. So, not a good way to go.
I will say, though, the funny thing is that with most of those ab workout things, I rarely see them say, do the machines.
Yeah.
They always tend to do the other things.
I can't stand those machines. Like, unless you're a bodybuilder, they're not good. And plus, it wreaks havoc on your spine. So, terrible, terrible, terrible. So, Tyler, what are some other things that we should be looking for in those fitness magazines? Like, I know they have... like nutritional stuff, they have like the what's going on in the research world. What do you like out of those?
My favorite stuff is kind of the random questions that like they do a lot of quote unquote listener mail type things. But yeah, it's those kind of things. It's funny to watch what people ask questions for. Like I find it funny when people ask us random questions that I wouldn't even have thought of.
Right.
You know,
Like what should I wear when I work out? You know, should I wear a hoodie?
Yeah, like, does it matter if I wear sweats or do I, like, that kind of stuff? No, it doesn't.
It doesn't matter in the least.
The random questions, that always cracks me up. And I am intrigued by supplements for the concept of the quick fix and how it cracks me up when they say supplements will be, like, here's a before and after and there's 12 weeks difference. And in fine print, results not typical.
Right.
Or... this is also with exercise and diet change.
Right.
So really, you can't tell me that it's just because of this pill.
There's this one pill, I forget what it was, but it came with instructions, right? And pretty much what it was a nutrition guide and a workout guide with it, right? So, I forget who did it, but someone did this research study. They took the pills, they had half the group take the pill and half the group just do the exercise and nutrition plan that they've laid out, nearly identical results.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not the pill that's actually doing the work. It's the placebo of, oh, since I've taken this pill, now I have to work harder, you know?
Yeah, and it's the funny... I like, when I take supplements, I actually won't work out.
Just to see?
Just to see if I feel the difference. Like, the very first day I take a pill, I won't work out on that day.
Huh.
Just to see if I can feel a chemical difference due to that. Or if I feel the difference working out, I'll then go. Because there's some powders and stuff like that you drink. It says to wait like 30 minutes and then work out. After 45 minutes, if I'm not feeling anything, whatever. Right. But like, you know, I usually can feel it.
Yeah. And that's a whole, supplements are a whole nother like the issue that we'll get into later, but just don't trust the, you know, because I've had guys come up to me and like, what about this? What about that? What about this? And so supplements are will take a while to get into, but we'll talk about them eventually. One of my favorite things that is in the fitness magazine is when they do the research articles. Like, they'll, like, especially men's health, they'll pull random research articles from random places and link it to health, and I like that. So, and then FitnessRx is really, really good about putting their sources in the article. So I really like that as well.
I do enjoy good sources.
Yes, thank you for folding my clothes, Tyler.
As I almost dropped
them. That's just all. Like, because I have my new hire paperwork and my uniform and all that out on the table. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff. They took me through a walkthrough. I have to meet with all the department heads and all that. So it'll be good. I'm excited about it. But so then you can go back and actually read the actual study instead of just reading the blurb about the study. So I enjoy that.
That's good.
Also, I think it's funny when they have the ask the person. So they have like ask about financial stuff, ask about sex, ask about, you know,
oh, yeah,
blah, blah, blah. My favorite one in men's health is ask the bartender.
Ask the bartender is always good because it's always just this random blunt answer.
Yeah, I like him. So that's funny. That's funny.
But yeah, don't get me wrong, I like Cosmo, but just know that's, I wouldn't go for my health advice there.
No. And again, these are like, the programs that are being written out on those is one, to get you to come back and buy the next magazine, and two, is to written for their entire consumer list, which ranges from 17-year-olds who are super skinny, 17-year-olds who are not super skinny, to 45-year-olds who are skinny or not skinny. I mean, you have this massive range of people, so the workout may or may not be appropriate for you. So just be aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
And tailor it to your needs. And don't just take the stuff at face value.
Touche.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what else?
That's it for me.
That's it for me as well. Tyler is leaving for...
Oh, I'm back.
He's back, technically, for you guys, but Tyler hasn't left.
I'm back. I'm back from Disneyland, yeah,
Back from Disneyland, technically. And I went and hung out alone, all alone, over the weekend by myself in the cold, cold depths of Northern California.
Do you want to hug about it?
No.
Okay, fine.
Someone didn't invite me to Disneyland.
I'm sorry. So yeah, but I'm going to go pack, so peace out.
Yep. Have a great... Wait, are you going to leave us with a Disney quote?
I will leave you with... To infinity and beyond.
To infinity and beyond. All right, kick off this week with some motivation. Peace. I'm a man with his pick of girls. I'm a nice one, a priest in his pillow. I'm a name he don't want to know. No.